I have to thank my own branch and the LYT branch and the community and comprehensive schools and indeed my employer, Donegal ETB, for all the help that they have given me throughout the past year. I am delighted to get the support that I got from up and down the country from all of the 58 branches that we represent.
It's an important time for TUI. Voting is taking place on proposals to move forward. You're recommending a yes vote in those particular proposals?
Yes, I am. The entire executive committee is recommending a yes vote. And in addition to that, the local branch, the County of Donegal, TUI, the second level branch, held a meeting this week. And we had 13 of our 15 schools represented, as well as our adult education centres. And it was unanimously agreed that we should endorse the executive's recommendation for a yes vote. I also attended a meeting of the Donegal Colleges branch, the LYT branch, where it was also definitely decided that a yes vote was the way to go.
Is it your belief then that the teachers' unions can reach accommodations with government, can leave the tension that's been there since Croke Park, since Haddington Road behind?
I certainly hope so, and I think if we accept this deal, it is certainly a way forward. It is a way for us to finally get a mechanism to address new entrant teachers' salary scales. There's restoration of pay in this deal, and there's a mechanism to address the fact that a lot of teachers and lecturers are beached on low hours and, you know, for the rest of their career. So there's a mechanism in this new agreement to actually address those concerns.